Let us again start from the two dots. Veizer tarbis hamarba bepeiris, keitzad lokech meno chitim bedino zo. Which is speaking about a ribis tarabon. So the Gemara is, oto kolhani damrinen at hashta lav ribisu. This is veizer tarbis, omar avabon ad kan shal teire. מכאן ואילך של דברי. וכן אמר רובע עד כאן של תורה מכאן ואילך של דברי. עד כאן יוחן ראש ויובה סדיק that in the first bove by Ribbis the Reise it's Yochin Roshe Vilba Sadik that the father was Kaitzitz the Ribbis and when the father dies Yisaimim don't have to give it back. So Gemara says, Atkan v'suloi, that's Afka by Ribbis Ktsutsa, the Yisaimim don't have to give back. Elo afilu Atkan yochin rosho v'yilba shtadi. Afilu by Ribbis Tiraise, the Yoshim also don't have to give back. And by Ribbis Tarabonon, afilu mentioned yesterday, the Ran, the fellow, the Rosha doesn't have to give back. Ribbis the Rabbon and Avak Ribbis is any Yaitse B'deyonim. Adkan Ribbis Ktutze, Mikan Beilech, Avak Ribbis. Amar Abelozo, Ribbis Ktutze, Yaitse B'deyonim. Ribbis Ktutze is Yaitse B'deyonim. Avak Ribbis, Eino Yaitse B'deyonim. It's avak ribis, if it was given to the malva can keep it. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu ribis ktsutze nami eino yoitza bedayonim. It's not yoitza bedayonim. Omar, Rav Yitzchok, my time at Rabbi Yochanan. What is the time of Rabbi Yochanan? That it's ein yoitza bedayonim, is not koifim to return it. Doma akro, v'neshech, nosam, v'sarbis, lokach, bochai, lo yichye, eskol ha-te'evis, ha'ilo osa. So it says in the posik that he won't live. Lemisa nitein, v'loy lehishovim. So the posik tells us that this anoinish misa b'dei shamayim, v'loy lehishovim. So others say pshat, if there'd be a din hashove, so that would be misakin the chi of misa. And it seems there's no tikkun, he's chay misa b'day shamayim, is a raya that there's no din hashove. But misa nitayim v'loy lehishove. Rav Adar Barava Omar Kro, al tikach me'itoi neshech, Visarbis, Vioreso Melekecho. It says a different posik, a posik in the Torah, Altikach miti nesher vitarbis vioreso melekecho, lemoira nitam veloi lehishove. Nitam lemoira veloi lehishove. So there's a machlekes harishonim. What does that mean? Lamoira nitein v'loy lehishove. So there's a rivon on daf samach beis amed aleph. Rivon says pshat lamoira nitein. The third taisvis. The loike perish rivon. The perish loy lamoira nitein sheyesh loy lahachzir miyira shamayim. V'loyla hashivon al-pi bezn. Loyli shovin al-pi bezn. So the Rivon learns pshat. He says, Rabbi Yechon holds, v'lozol d'ribis tzutze yoitze b'dayone. That bezn forces him to pay back the loyve. That's Rabbi Lozol. And the Rivon learns pshat lemoyren nitein sheyesh loy lahatzer meyira shemaim. That means bedinei shemaim is mechuyif to return it. Afilo according to Rabbi Yochanan, abavulei lishav napi bezdin. But bezdin does not mix in. Bezdin does not mix in at all. That's the Rivon's pshat. And Taisvis first pshat, Taisvis learns that there's no chiyuv, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no chiyuv, lotzoy sidei shemayim. That means he took it, it's fafalim. I can't others say in the Shita Mekabet says that the pshat, he didn't have a, he took ribbis. It's nice to do tshuva. It's to become irei shemayim. But giving back the ribbis is lemal lemayim. He did an aveira, but there's no chiyuv b'chla lotzel sidei shemayim. The other say pshat, the yesh mefoshim shim yase tshuva in tzoch lahanzach haribis. The lemayre she yase tshuva lala v'yirei shemayim. He did an aveira, it's over and done with it. There's no din that there's a tikkun. I guess all the such a din meishiv is exactly here. There's no tikkun whatsoever. You did an aveira. It's over and done with. It's finished. A person ate chazal, so it's finished. So it's so he did this aveira. Now he has to be a yirei shemayim. He has to do tshuva. He has to do tshuva on the chet. But there's no inyan bechlal avilu lotzei shidei shemayim to give back the ribbis according to Rabbi Yochanan. So we have here two of the Taisus and Daf Samach Beis is two Mahalchim according to Rabbi Yochanan, and if there's a Chiyuv, Lotzei Shidei Shemayim. According to Rabbi Lozer, Yaitze B'dayonim, Bezdin forces him to return it. That's Yaitze B'dayonim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we have here these two drushes, and then we can have a third drusha. Rav Adar bar Rav Omar, Rav Omar migufei dekrosh miyolei, mois yumas domov boy yiye. So we'll see, from this pasuk it seems, we'll see which of this pasuk, from another pasuk, Mois yumas doma vayia huksha malvei ribis l'shoifchei domim. They're similar to a shoifchei dam. Ma shoifchim domim leit nitnu lehishoven. If you kill someone, you can't bring him back alive. It's finished. It's av malvei beribis leit nitnu lehishoven. It's over and done with. And just like a shoifchei domim can't rectify the avle, a malva beribis also he can't rectify the avla. Zekterashi adkan ribis yachin of shu roshe viyamus v'lo yehene obi roshe viyamus v'lo yehene v'aben shu tzadik. Receive dama of boy. Yihye dama of boy. Yihye hukshul the shayfach dam. Kloima. Damim she shafach sheheni es chaveiroi. He made the loive an oni. Umeis verov all of Yeshuvah. So this shviches damim. Dama of. Some of Rashi learns pshat. So it's mutal on him. He's responsible for this shvichas damim that he brought about. So all of Yeshuva, but upon him, it's something that is not. You can't correct it. So these are all three drushes alibi the Rabbi Yochanan. Now let us see Taisvis. Now let us just be magdim. Because Taisus is really going to speak about the Gemara. says the Gemara in Baba Kama, the Gemara says in Baba Kama as follows. Maybe it's not a paraisa that we have over here. The father left over, the father died, and he left over Moish HaRibis. I mean, the money of Ribis that he received, got a bundle of pills, $100 Ribis, and Niyech Lem Avim Moish HaRibis. Afal Pi Sheyoidim Shehen Shalribis Einam Chayovim Lachzirim. They don't have to return this Ribis to Kamani. They know it's Ribis to Kamani. They don't have to return it. This is a Baraisa. So there's a Gemara and in Baba Kama, Gemara says in Baba Kama that Rami Bachama says, Shma Mino Rishus Yairish Kishus Lekayachtam. Now, so let us just explain this Gemara for 1 minute. Rami Bachama held the Moish HaRibis is a gezel. And Taisvis asked Sakasha how he gave it to him. So Taisvis says, Afal gav de midas nosnam loy, isnayu gabei beteiris kseile. He gave it to him. The havik in the scene of beteiris, play nosnam l'shem atone, ela beteiris ribis, mikrayim zeile. Rami Bachama held that the money of ribis, he made up with him, he should pay ribis. He didn't have he needed to borrow the money. The Malva says, I'm only lending money to pay the ribis. So he agreed. He's giving him the money. But it's not called, he wants to give it, he was forced to give it, so it's called guess. It's called guess. The Machna Frayim explains, according to Rami Bachama, the money, if it's gezel, it never belonged to the malva. The money never belonged if it's gezel. So that means, I gave it to you, Bar Kochach, but it never became yours, it's gezel. So if the malva be mekadesh and he share with the money, according to Rami Bar Chomish, it's not his money. It's the gezel to go. Now, there's a baraisa. The baraisa says the father died, and now the money is by the children. So the children are allowed to keep it. So Rami Bachama said, why the children are allowed to keep it? They gossip together. So Rami Bachama says, we see from this paraisa, Rishus Yairish Kirshus Lakechtam. That means that really the loiva was Miyayish when he gave the money. He didn't have any Yetzer. He didn't have with them to handle with. So it's Yirish Kirshus a gazlan, the malva is the gazlan. Now, the malva died. So there's a klal, Yish v'shini rishus is koine. If there was Yish by the gazlan, there's a shini rishus by someone else, so yene is koine with shini rishus. Now there's a shaila, is rishus yoyrish kishus lekeyach domi? Is the rishus as a yoyrish considered a different rishus? Was Yairish considered the same Rishus? This is a continuation of the Rishus Agazlan. So this is Amachloikis. So now Rami Bachama had a problem. Rami Bachama had a problem. Why is it that the Yairishim can keep the Ribis? Such Mami no Rishus Yairish Kishus Lekeach Domin. So they're kind of a Yairish Kishin Rishus. So Rami Bachama Zicha held the Moish HaRibis is a gezel. It doesn't belong to the malve. And the Yoshim HaKeinah sees Rishini Rishus. Rav said, no. Rishus Yairish could be Lav Kishus Lekeinah. Why don't the Yoshim have to give it back? It's going to have a posik later. It says in the posik, V'chei ochicha imoch, that the posik tells the malva, give the money back, V'didei azar rachmona, L'brei loy azar rachmona. That's what the Gemara says. That the whole chiyuv to return it is on the father and not on the son. Now, what is pshat in Rove? There are two mahalchim. There's one mahalach, and this is how the Nesivis and Simen Reish Ches of Kotan Aleph wants to learn that this is a Shitas HaRajbe, that Be'emesin Rove is Cholek and Rami Bachama. Ribis is not Gezel. It belongs to the Malve. If you want to be Mekadesh and Isha, you can be Mekadesh and Isha. It's his money. But there's a mitzvah v'chei achicha imach. There's a mitzvah on him about, you just got rich, the loiva gave you $1,000 of the mitzvah. No, there's a mitzvah v'chei achicha imach. Give him back the money. So this is a mitzvah of v'chei achicha imach. That means the money is yours. He gave you the ribbis, it's yours. You might even have a ratikach meitavai. There's a mitzvah, v'chei achicha imach. No, give it back to him. That's a mitzvah. Let him have chiyus. Zakta nesivis. So, but if we say it's his, so the mitzvah only means v'chei achicha is alahom chiyus. Zakta nesivis. So what'll be if he gave me a golden watch? All I have to do is v'chei achicha imach, that he should have chiyus. I can give him the money for the watch. The watch became mine. Ribbis, the malva is kind of the ribbis. No, there's a din, a mitzvah v'chei achicha imach, abozala ham chiyus. So it's a mitzvah, he should have chiyus. The golden watch is worth $5,000. I'll give him $5,000. I'll keep the watch. L'didei azer rachmona, and this mitzvah is only on the malva. You made him poor. It's a mitzvah to give him back money. V'chei achicha imach. So, the Nesivis learns pshat. The machlokes Rami bar Chome and Rove is, what happens when a loiva gives a malva ribbis? The Rami bar Chome held its gezel, even though he gave it to me, daita, it's called, it was, it's like a matar, it's in a scene of bitoys. He didn't want to give it them. It's called gezel. It doesn't belong to the malve. And Memele, so therefore Rami Bachome had a problem. Rami Bachome had a problem. So why don't the Yerushim have to return it? They never belong to the father. So she said, it's Yishvishina Rishus. It's kind of Yishvishina Rishus. The Rava said no, could be, it's not called a Shini Rishus, could be Rishus Yerish, Rav Kishus like Eich. But V'chei Achich Imach, so the Nesivis, Rava said, you're learning wrong pshat. Ribbis belongs to the Malva, it's his, and there's a mitzvah on the Malva, V'chei Achich Imach, you should see that the Loi V'shed Chich. This mitzvah is only on the Malva, not on the Loi. That's how the Nesivis says pshat. And the Machnafraim wants to say, that, no, Rava also holds it's a gezel to kiddin. Rava agrees. But it's a gzeiris akosu that the chiyuv to return it is only on the father. When the father dies, it's a gzeiris akosu that they're allowed to keep it. It's a gzeiris akosu. The Nesivis asks, he says, but how does it belong to them? If it's in the house, the mele. If it's not the house, what kinyan did they make? It never belonged to the father. There's no din Yerusha. So how are they cutting it? But Al-Kapot of Nachla Ephraim learns like that, that a fellow according to Rove, Ribbis is not the money of the Malve. It's a Xeris HaKosov that he's Mokhiv to turn out Gezel, and the Xeris HaKosov, when he dies, it belongs to the children. They're not Mokhiv to return it. It's a Xeris HaKosov. Now, we'll understand these two Tosfos. Yochin Rosho V'Yilbash Tzadik. The Gemara brings down, the father took the ribbis. The father died. Now the son is allowed to be nene from the ribbis. So Tosfos is going to explain. Afilu The man, the yomar, hishus yoyrish lav, kirshus lekeya. That means like this. If you learn, like Rami Bachomer, hishus yoyrish kirshus lekeya, so then the conversation says the children are kaini biyish vishini rishus. Afil ulaman the yomar, hishus yoyrish lav, kirshus lekeya. Number one. The lack of shini rishus. So you don't have the lumdus of shini rishus. And in case, and another thing, Afilu hiniach karkois, Afilu the father, let's forget about the domim shalimis. The father left over karka, the karka became mishubit. Umilva alpe goive minayorshin. So lochayre, there was a shibut chal, let's say the father took the ribis, he ate it up, so there's a shibut chal on his karkois.
Yeah.
This exeris akosov, so let the karka that was nishtavid, so let the loivet be goyver from the karka. So Taisa says no. L'didei azar rachmona, librei le'azar rachmona. So, we have these two mahalchim, either it's in the Ritas Loshna Tosis, the Butzim, even though it wasn't a Shtabit, there's a Xeris HaKosov that they don't have to, the Shibit becomes Nifka. Rava Omar Migufei Dekro. Rava said, like Rav Yochanan, and he brings a raya from the post. Ba'af al-gav, the rove mishani reisha geizel basche, afilu teime rishus yeirish, lav kishus lekeich, mishani hoche dachsi vechei achiche imoch, ledidei azar rachmona, lebrei loy azar rachmona. So Tosfos is a mordike kashe, rove in bobekame, says that he's mechuyev, the father's mechuyev to return it, and they're not mechuyev to return it. Here Rava says, like Rabbi Yochanan, the bechal is not chuyev to return it. So Rava is dancing on two chasanas. That's the big problem. So he says, la mishim the sviri leke Rabbi Lazar. He holds that ribis tzitza yaitz b'dionim. The hoche darish ke Rabbi Yochanan. Ela leibo, ela leyashiv habaraisa dohosom. The baraisa over there seems to hold, like the tanim, that ribis ktsutzes yaitse b'dayonim, because the pashtus of the baraisa is, hi niach lem avim moisha ribis, einom chayovim lachzirim. So the baraisa would seem they're not chayiv, the father was chayiv. So it seems the baraisa holds that ribis ktsutzes yaitse b'dayonim. So Rava wants to say, afilu you hold that Rishus Yeris lav Kishus Lekeach, it still understand the Barais. Dosam Lamandiyom, lav Kishus Lekeach. Lekach, Eliashim Abrais, Dosam Lamandiyom, lav Kishus Lekeach. That means, the Barais seems, the Sarba Kevedas has Pshat and the Stais. The Barais seems to hold that the father is Mechuyiv to return it. Only the Yerushim HaPotter to return it. So Rav is saying, but it's not Mucha from the Baraisa that Rishus Yerush Kishus Lekeich. Could be Lav Kishus Lekeich and Ladidei Azrachmon Lebrei Lei Azrachmon. Lekach besomach to come Rav Nachma Itami the Rav Alos Lekovi Agmor Kmoi Kein Bishem Rav. Because Rav in Yisoid holds like Rav Yochanan. So Taisi said, no, Rav is just saying Pshat the Baraisa according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to this trash. Rav himself doesn't hold this trash. Mois yuma stom avoy yiya ukshu malvi beribis v'shoiv chay doma. Teima, heichi mashma dom avoy avere d'shvicha stom. Now, let me just say one thing, I think, which is Emes Pshat, Rashi's learn Pshat, Dom of Boy, is going on the Domim of the Loive. I mean, you took money, you took ribis from the Loive, he died of hunger. So come up, his death is, that's your peckle. You're responsible for his death. That's how Rashi understood. Tosfos in Sanhedrin proves from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that that's not pshat the pasuk. Dom of boy means is a chiyuv mise on the malva. Dom of boy, by his skill it says the mayim bob. So the pasuk is saying is a chiyuv mise on the malva. So Tosfos is a kasha. So what's the right? He's like a sheifach domi. Maybe he's like oivy yedoni. With it. It just says that there's a chiyuv skill on him. Tema eicha mashme dom aboy aveira de shvichas domim. And we say, just like a shevach domim cannot bring the mace, the triye, so he also can, dom aboy is going on the malve. He's chiyuv skiller. Haloi, oi vi yedoini vekama aveiras loi shaykhil shvichas domim sib de mayim bom. So how did the Gemara jump that these are Shaifach Dom? The Yishloima, the Miyatura, the Dom of Boy Dorish. The whole Dom of Boy is muted. The Lavochi, if it doesn't want to say there is a Din of a Shaifach Dom, Lamai Kosra. The Lamig Meskila, Beribis Mai, the Yidoin, if it's coming to tell us his Chayv Skila, it's so Chod, Divrei Terem, Divrei Kabbalah, Leyochino. The second, Lemetina Misa Gabi Momen, if a person did a cheta momen, she bechai Misa. So this dumb boy is Miyuta, so here I dash in the main, it's Miyuta, so it's coming to tell us it's like a shevach dumb. Beperekama, the Tmura Yesh Besforim, that is a different rash, because of Basre Voilet Ben Porit Shevach Dam, a different posik against, and this posik is before, and it says he's a Shefer Dam of his Osi Shaper Dok Shebed. It says that he's a Shefer Dam. Amal Beribis is a Shefer Dam. Now let's go further in the Gemara. Omar Rab Nachman, so the way we said Pshat and Rab Yechanot, Ribis Tzutze Eine Yeitze Bidayon. Omar Rab Nachman, by Yitzhak, my time with Rab Elazar. Rab Elazar, Ribis Tzutze Yeitze Bidayon. Omar Kro Bechei Ochicha Imoch Ahadalei Ki Heichi Denechi. So it says in the Posik, you should return it to him. Bechei Ochicha Imoch. So Trashi Bechei Ochicha Imoch Reishe Dekro Beribiskoi Artikach Mita Neshech Betarbis Bechei Ochicha Imoch. So that means if you took it, give it back to him. You should be able to continue living. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan tribes tzutze eine yaitze b'dayonim. So you can't say that the pasuk is telling us he's mechuyif to give back the money to the loyve. Hay vechei achicha imach my ovid lei. So Rabbi Yochanan says this vechei achicha imach is not going on a malve b'ribis. It's going to tell us another din in Kamsa. Look at this Anya. It's coming to tell us a machlekes, there's a machlekes in Abarais. Shnayim shahoyu mahalchem baderech. Two people were walking. Ubiyad echod mehem kitain shomayim. And one has a pitcher of water. And they have a long journey till they'll reach civilization. That means they have no contact to get water. And one has a kitain shamayim. So now the Gemara tells us the scenario, what there are two options what can occur. Im shayisim, if they're going to split up the water between themselves, Shnei Mesa. That means they will not be able to reach civilization. They both die of thirst. Vim Shaisa Echod Mehem, if one will drink all the water, Migi Aliyishov, so he'll be able to live. So if there's enough water for one to make it to the Yishuv, but if they split it up, both are going to die. Dorash ben Peture, so ben Peture said at Rash, Mutev sheyishtu shneim v'yamusu, v'yire echad mehem b'misosei shal chaver. So let both of them drink, and not that he should drink and still be around to become the mitzvah of Turas Mason. No, 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 no. You get both of them to drink. Ad shebo Rabbi Kiva v'limed v'chei achicha imaloch chayecha koidmen l'chaye chaverecha. Now before we explain the Gemara, let's see Rashi. Im yishto shneim yamusa b'tzomen, if they'll drink, both of them will die of thirst. Shein maspik l'shneim. This water is not enough for both of them. They won't make it. Im yishto echad magi l'yishuv, so he'll be alive, v'im tzomen. Imach chayecha koidmen. Imach. So that's Rabbi Kiva's Rash. Now, I'd like to say, apshat and the Gemara, which is, for myself, it's the most easiest to understand. It's two hanoches. One hanoche, so the Masifta brings us down, there's a Torah's Koyane. Dorash ben Petura. Ben Petura was Dorish. So what was he Dorish? So, in Teres Kainim state, he was Derish. He was Derish, this pasuk. V'chei achicha imach. That's the lesson of the Teres Kainim. Yishtu shteyem v'yamusu shenema v'chei achicha imach. Imach. V'chei achicha imach. Together. Yishtu v'chei achicha imach. Omar le Rabbi Kiva, V'chei achicha imach chayecha koidmen v'chayi chaverecha. So if you learn the Teres Koyanim, number one, it seems there's a machloikis ben peturin Rabbi Kiva, what imach means. Does imach mean he's a tofel to you, or does imach mean that you're equal? V'chei achicha imach. Now, Nechsam Seifer says this also, that Ben Ptura held that Imoch means the equal. We'll speak about this soon. Now, Zot the Chazon Ish, what is Pshat? What is Pshat in Ben Ptura? We have here two Efshots. If they're going to split up the water, so let's say they'll split up the water, so each one will be able to live 4 days. Let's say they're able to live 4 days, and then both of them are going to die. This is an avsharis of chayesha. That means they'll both live 4 days. If they won't drink any water now, the one that doesn't drink, he's going to die today. If you're going to drink, you can split up the water, so they'll both live for 4 days. So there's a din of chayesha. Such a din of chayesha, yimachal Shabbos lechayesha. A person, if I'm yimachal Shabbos, I know because of the schul Shabbos, I'll live another hour. Yimachal Shabbos. So now there's a din of chayesha. So v'chei achicha imach. I'm a yid. I'm also a yid. My chayesha means something. V'chei achicha imach. So that means. So you should see, achicha should be just like you, just like it's a mitzvah on your chayesha, so it's a mitzvah on his chayesha. What's going to be with chayei olam? I finished. I mean, there won't be any chayei olam. But there's a mitzvah v'chei achicha imach, that means that you should make sure that both have chayesha. Now, good and tough. The Bekiva darshan v'chei achicha imach, that chayecha koidmen l'chayecha berecha. That fakert, your chayei oilom is doiche his chayesha. But the Chazon Ish says it more tifloife. The Chazon Ish says, now, the Chazon Ish is a mordike chidish, which come out mordike nach kemitis. Chazanish says, we are speaking about Reuven is a kitten shal mayim, and Shimon doesn't. What should Reuven do with the mayim? Should he split it? Should he give it? Should he drink the whole thing himself? That's the machloikis. Rabbi Kivin ben Ptur. Zukta Chazanish. Let's talk about a different scenario. A third person, he has no problem. She drank water, but he's gonna make it. There's two people here. He is a Kitin Shomayim. What should this third person do? What should this third person do? Zakt the Chazanish. According to Rabbi Kiva, give it to one person. So that he should have Chayei Olam. So the Chazanish says, Be'etzem Amur V'Kezach. That Be'etzem, according to Rabbi Kiva, there's a hachro that Chayei Olam is better than Chayei Shoh. That means we have here two afshoros. We can have a Chayei Shoh of two people, or one can have a Chayei Olam. So according to Rabbi Kiva, the hachro was Chayei Olam is better. Now, some amele zok the Chazanish, a third person, don't go and split the water. According to Rabbi Kiva, don't go and split the water and give each one half. Then you bury both of them. No. Give it to one. Which one? Anyone. Whatever one you want to give. But give it to one that one should have a Chayei Olam. But that, those statements posig, that Chayei Olam is better than Chayei Shoh. Now, according to Rabbi Kiva, that's by a third person. But Rabbi Kiva said, the Pasuk is telling us that that's clear, that Chayei Olam is better than Chayei Shoh. So the Pasuk is not coming to tell me to split it up because that's not the proper achro. If I can be Marviach a Chayei Olam, you don't do such things. Chayei Olam means just one thing. So who should have the Chayei Olam? Only one person can have the Chayei Olam. It's a Chayei HaKoidmen. That's what it says in the post. Ad kan divrei HaChazanish. Now, I'd like to talk about a few things, and perhaps according to this Chazanish will come out Moiradikim Chidushim. First of all, I had two problems. One problem I had, one problem the Achoinim had. The pashtus of Ben Pture, Doris Ben Pture, and as I state in Teres Koinem, that Ben Pture darshan from Imoch, that it should be shoven. So he have to see that I should live, it's him, she, chayach, he, Imoch, you have to see the both, you should live, and you should have a chayach. And Rabbi Kiva said no. Rabbi Kiva said no, chayach, okay. It is bakant avot from the Goyin and Parshas Bolok that the Rabbeinu Shloilam told Bilam Leisei Lechimor. That's what he told him. Leisei Lechimor. Then the second time the Rabbeinu Shloilam told him Im Likrei Lecho Bo Anoshim Kum Lechito. Fine. And then later Vayokam Bilam Vayelech Im Sorei Moya Vayicha Avar Kim Ki Hoylechu. So the Parsha is very shvir. First he told him, we say lechimom, then if she changed his mind, kum lechitom, and then later when he did go, vayicharaf alekim keilach, who, yelechim sarim moyev. So the Goyin says, there's a difference between itoy and imoy. Imoy means shoving. You shove with them. They want to be mekalo, you want to be mekalo. They say lechimo. Yeshemai finish. That im likrei lechabo anoshim kum lech itam. Itam means you're not the same. You're with them. They're going for one. You're going for another purpose. Kum lech itam, not imo, because imo means you're going b'shav imor. And then it says vayokem bilach vayokem bilam vayelech im sarei moyer. He said, Imsa, he is with them. We said, Klo, Not as I, that's a goyim on Parshas Balak. So l'chayre, the goyim is like ben pturim. L'chayre, the goyim is like ben pturim. If I can't, the Rabbi Kiva said that hayach akaidmen. So ima means b'chay achicha imach. You come first. He's a tafel. That was one kash I had. A second kash I had, the second kash the Achayim asked. The second kash, so we have here Ben Pture and Rabbi Kiva. Taisvis and Kedushin Daf Chof brings down a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi state, if a person acquires an Eved Ivri, he was Koina Anodin. Not he is an Eved, he was Koina Anodin. Ki toiv loy imoch. Because it says, ki toiv loy imoch. So the Yerushalmi says like this, toiv loy imoch. So if you have one pillow, so if you're going to sleep on the pillow, so it's not toiv la'imach. If no one's going to sleep on the pillow, so it's me this thing. It's a pillow, no one's sleeping on the pillow. It's like a rishis. So a kochach, you have to give him the pillow. Azi, you have to give him the pillow. Abel Yelapiyom is meredik metayr this Yerushalmi. He says, it's meredik. It means that this Odin had a Shabbos suit, and he was kind of an Odin, an Eved, and he's one Shabbos suit, an hour. So he can't wear the Shabbos. Toiv le'imach. You don't buy another Shabbos, so they give him the Shabbos. You wear your machlekes. But it's more thing. It's more. But that's ki toiv le'imach. Al koponim. So there, the achayim is. So there, we see clearly. According to Rabbi Kiva, toiv le'imach. Should be a tova. There's one pillow. I mean, here Rabbi Kiva said. There's one titan of mayim, you drink it. Imach, he's a tafel to you. And there it says, Tachoinim estes, Amaradike kash, Tachoinim estes kash, this is not like Rabbi Kiva. Okay, so we have here two problems. According to the Chazainish, Be'etzem Dachsamir, the Chazainish said as follows. There was a machloikis, a Yisraelis take a machloikis between Ben Pture and Rabbi Kiva. If you have, there's an afshoros of Chaye Oilam, and or should be Chaye Shah, one should have Chaye Oilam, or both should have Chaye Shah. So, Rabbi Kiva said, Chaye Oilam is Teicha Chaye Shah. Now, let's just think for 1 minute. Let's go back to Rabbi Kiva's case. What'll be the din if you have two people, and if Reuven and Shimon, Reuven is the Kitain Shammai. If Reuven will drink out the Kitain, it won't be maspik. He can only live for 4 days. He'll drink out the whole Kitain, he can drink. He'll live for 4 days. If Shimon will drink the Mayim, he'll be able to make it to the Yishuv. What is the din there according to Rabbi Kiva? So Ba'etzim, I saw they bring down the Shaila. The Piskei Tshuva is not the Piskei Tshuva, but the Rebbe's Klal the Shaila. What will be the din? About Dachsachmir, according to the Chazainish, the Chazanish, it seems the yisod of the machloikis of Rabbi Kiva and Ben Pture is Chaye Oilam Deicha Chaye Shah, or is it not Deicha Chaye Shah? Rabbi Kiva El Chaye Oilam is Deicha Chaye Shah. Now in the Shaila, who's Chaye Oilam? That I say that Imach that Chayecha Koidma. But if it will be the other way around, if it will be that the Bichai Olam, if he drinks the water, then L'chayra, according to the Chazanish, you have to give him the water. L'chayra, you have to give him the water. The holding, so it could very well be as follows. It could very well be The taich of imach, everyone held like pan p'tura. Imach means equal, like the goyin says. You have to be equal, and that's the Rishalmi. Imach means you have to be equal. Rabbi Kiva said, but here you can't say it, you have to be equal, because it'll come out that chaya shol will be veiche chaya yoyla. So therefore, here Rabbi Kiva said that, no, chayecha koymen. Because that was the chid. Ben p'ture era chidish, yemuso shteya. That was the chiddush of Pture, that even though we could acquire chayei olam, it's nothing. Yemus hashteyim, because that v'kel tachayei show both of them is you don't reckon with chayei olam if I can make a tzol of chayei show. Rabbi Kiva held there's no such halacha. It can't be that way. So it could be that's why that was Machia Rabbi Kiva, that here you can't darshan. The way, the scenario we were saying the posik, the scenario is, if there'll be a chaye olam which will be doiche. So that is the hechech not to darshan imach. But the imach b'shav. Here we have to darshan imach atofalach. But the yisoid why we darshan this is because there's a hacha of chayei olam is doiche chayei shah. I mean, this we see klof from the Chazanish.